I had already begun the process of kind of thinking about running for the town board next year in 2019, coincidentally when this seat would come open. So I was beginning to do my fact-finding and whatnot, and then found out right around the same time that Brian Lowen would be resigning from his seat effective in March. And so I decided to, you know, give it some thought, and it was earlier than I had anticipated, but certainly wanted to put my name in the hat and hopefully have the opportunity to represent my hometown. And it's been a very interesting process. Having run for office before, when I ran for county commissioner, I had to go and convince voters. And this was a really small electorate of five people that I had to convince through my application, my interview, that I would be a good fit for Hillsborough.
What was it like to go through that process with four other applicants? The interview process, what did you take away from that?
Well, I first of all, just looking at the applications, you know, I knew there were four other very well qualified candidates who all wanted to give back and contribute to the community. And, you know, to me, it was a very interesting process, probably not dissimilar from, you know, kind of the endorsement process someone goes through when they're running for office and sitting in front of a committee. I think one of the things that was very helpful and was something I really appreciated from the town board is they asked us politely to not sit on each other's interviews. And that gave everyone a really level playing field, that you didn't know what questions were about to be asked until you were sitting in that seat. But also it took away a lot of the nervousness from the interview process, because you didn't have your competition there listening to your answers to various questions and playing off of one another. So it really made things fair. And, you know, we kind of had a green room set up where we got to know each other and find out more about each other, how we ended up in Hillsborough, what our passions were, and that was a really good opportunity as well.
So now moving forward, again, that swearing in coming up in early April, what are you hoping to dive into or accomplish? Are there specific things, or you just spend that first bit of time kind of settling into the new seat there?
Well, for Hillsborough, there's not a lot of time to settle into the seat. Hillsborough begins their budget process much earlier than other counties and municipalities in the area. And so even before I take office in early April, I'll be at the budget retreat that will be happening in early May, the weekend before I take office. So I'll be really taking the bull by its horns and getting immersed in the town finances. The good thing is Hillsborough is a very well-managed town, but the budget isn't very large either. So I'll be doing that, and I'm sure that will consume a lot of time. And then you know, my priorities moving forward is keeping the character and culture of Hillsborough as we love it. It's a very unique, lovable town, and we want to keep that charm and character. But the town's really growing, and with that, making sure that the town continues to be affordable for folks of all various income levels, and a welcoming town as well. And really focusing on economic development and bringing jobs to the town. The good thing is Hillsborough has a really good separation between residential and commercial taxes. You know, commercial is 40% of our tax base, and residential is about 60%, depending on how you calculate it. It could be 50-50, which is much better than what we see in surrounding communities. And I really want to make sure that we continue to have a good mix of in our tax base, and that we're growing jobs, we're growing the local economy, we're supporting small businesses. And the good thing is that's already the priorities of the town, but I certainly want to see how I can contribute and bring some different thinking and some innovative ideas to the town board.
And a few of those things that you mentioned are things that are kind of countywide issues that we hear throughout the years, but also especially during the election process, a lot of people with similar goals. So how is it different in Hillsborough moving forward, and how is it dealing in Hillsborough unique to taking on the task as maybe a commissioner as you ran for before?
Well, I think that no matter how you're looking at it, whether you're at the county level or at the municipal level, the thing is, all of our local governments have to be working in tandem and together in a coordinated fashion. And we've begun to do that with affordable housing, and I definitely think there's always room for improvement on that. The bond that was approved in 2016 for affordable housing, for example, was not enough. And so I think that we have to be looking at different ways to coordinate. I think Hillsborough, being a very affordable town in our county, is a good candidate for some additional focus when it comes to affordable housing. But, some innovative and unique ways of tackling that issue might be delving more into some more public-private partnerships. I think that's something that definitely needs to receive more focus moving forward. But all the issues that we're talking about are not unique issues to any particular jurisdiction. And I really think that we have to have and continue to focus on how we can solve them within the county, but also regionally as well, because these are, like I said, issues that all of our communities are facing, and we really have to tackle it more broadly rather than what each individual jurisdiction is doing, in part, if for no other reason than not duplicating effort and pulling resources together.
And it's interesting with Hillsborough's positioning on this as well, because it feels like in Chapel Hill, Carrboro being as densely populated as it is, it can be feel a little more kind of already built out in some ways. But with a couple of developments that are still coming to in Hillsborough and even Collins Ridge, which is still not really moving dirt yet, but should be very soon, how does that factor into kind of those long-term challenges that you were talking about of keeping things affordable in that character?
Well, I think that's the big question is how do we do it? And I think it's having smart growth, and I believe that that is attainable by approving projects that really fit the character of the town. Now, of course, Collins Ridge is going to add over 1,000 units of single-family homes, townhomes, and apartment homes, and there's a set aside for some affordable housing in that that the developer agreed to. But the good thing is that the commitment of the town is that there is a limit to how much we can grow. We receive our water in a unique way that does place limits on the growth of the town, and the town is cognizant of that and is using that in part as a way to not grow too big or grow beyond our means. And the other thing is, quite frankly, that the town, in part because we have a water sewer boundary agreement, that kind of limits how far out we can grow in working with the county. And so that's the other thing is that the town is not as committed or is not as interested in, sprawling out into the rural part of the county. So there are some restrictions built into how Hillsborough has decided to grow. And I definitely think that there's not that much more that they can approve, that the town can approve in terms of development, at least in terms of large-scale developments like a Waterstone or a Collins Ridge. But the important thing I think to realize and for folks to know is that, in terms of approved projects, a lot of those projects haven't been built out yet. So we know there's going to be several thousand of people coming into town, and I think part of keeping that character and that charm is going to be integrating those neighborhoods into the broader Hillsborough community, and the tone and character of those developments have to be in harmony with Hillsborough, and I think that's something our town leadership has been really good about.
Anything else that you would like to let everybody know as you're getting ready to take that seat on the town board?
Absolutely. Well, I'm just excited to be able to serve my hometown. I've lived most of my 27 years in Hillsborough, and I'm excited to get to work. And I definitely want to be a servant for the community. And I hope to be all over town and easily accessible. And if anyone, needs or wants something or just wants to reach out about town issues, that I'm always there. I'm always there with an open ear, and I want to hear from folks, not just when things are what they feel aren't going well, but when they think things are going well. I want to hear both sides so that that informs me better as a town commissioner. So I'm excited to work with my soon-to-be colleagues and also our community partners all over the county and region.